אותם רב חי בר יוסף, חף א', עמוד א', זה אומר 11 lines, בבטום. Okay, this is the final part of the sugya with Lina. This whole Gemara is going with the assumption, we had a big machlokes early, if there's a psul Lina by Mekir. So this Gemara is going with the, clearly with the assumption that there is a psul Lina. We had a discussion earlier, L'divrei Ha'omer, if you hold that, that the Yadayim don't become possible, what about the Mekir? Do they become possible, Lina? Now the Gemara is going that definitely there's going to, like the opinion who holds there is a Psul Lina. Question is, there are two Zmanim in the Beis HaMikdash when there's a Psul Lina. There's a Psul Lina by Shkia, and there's a Psul Lina by Alois HaShachar. Okay, now really, Shkia Sachama, we usually don't call it Psul Lina. We're going to have later on the sugi in Lagabi Dam, on the afternoon vov, that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. That's really not a Psul Lina. In fact, Reb David Soloveitchik, Zol HaGezun Zayin in Ishiurim, he says that, he proves that it's not a Psul Lina. He says it can't be a Psul Lina. Because if it would be a Psul Lina, by blood I'm talking about, then if it was on the Rosh Mizbeach, it would stay kosher. Because the halach is there's no Lina on the Rosh Mizbeach. Once something is put onto the Mizbeach, there's no Psul Lina. So for instance, Devorim, they don't become possible Lina if they're on the Rosh Mizbeach. So the fact that Dam becomes possible by Shkiyas Acham is not really a Psul Lina. It expires, becomes no longer roi for its purpose. The mindam is meratze. All the matirim in the Beis HaMikdash expire by Shkia Sacham because of the pasuk of Biyam Tzavoyse. So anything in the Beis HaMikdash that has to affect something else, ritzi, matir, Shkia Sacham, it expires. Okay, so it doesn't have it loses its koyach to do anything. And that's why it doesn't help that it's on the Mizbeach. Rosh Mizbeach only helps Lina, preserves it. Okay? But Rosh Mizbeach can't give it new dinim. So therefore, by Shkia Sachame, the blood taka remains possible. Here, I'll just pull up the shiur from Reb David here. In the shiur of Reb David here in our sugya, he says, Pashtus, ha-psul ha-matirim shenifsolim b'lina, B'shkiyas Achame, he says, really, even though we're calling it Lina, he says, the psul dam b'shkiyas Achame ain't a psul Lina. Ela mishum b'yoyim zivchachem. He says, and he brings a chokha to this, he says. His raya is, he says, yesh nafkamina gogol b'zeh, says Reb David. The im nifsal mishum psulina, if it's a psulina, he says, ein lina b'chay shamas beach. The man d'omar in zvachim, we paskin like him, that there's no lina b'chay shamas beach. He says, v'dam shalolim is beach, koidim shkiyas achame. He says, ein a zorkoi. Kivin the psul shkiyas achame, ein a psul lina gereda. And he's medayik in Rashi. Rashi says clearly in the Gemara later on, Daf Nun Vav. Rashi says, "V'loy mahani alona b'reish hamizbeach." So if David Soloveitchik is basically has a problem with our whole Gemara, he says our Gemara we're dealing with psulina. Psulina only has one zman, alois hashacha. The fact that the matirim can't be brought after Shkiyas Achama, that's not a psulina. That's Biyam Zivchachem. That's a chsoron in the ability for the thing to be merase. And that's why anything that's not a matir, kosher balayla. The Evorim is kosher balayla. Because the Evorim are not maratzeh. They're not matir. So Reb David's problem is, so really this shkiyas achama should have nothing to do with kiyur. The kiyur is not an avodah. The kiyur is... So the Gemara is too still here, because right now the Gemara, the Shaka Vatari now in the Gemara is whether we could say that the water of the kiyur becomes possible by shkiyas achama for all the avodahs that require yom. That's basically what the Gemara wants to say now. Assuming that there's a psulina with the mekiyur, which is the assumption the Gemara is making now, so the whole shock of attire now in the Gemara is when does the water of the kiyur become possible? So forgetting that we're going to have to scratch our heads to understand the division that the Gemara makes. The Gemara makes a division, basically. The Gemara puts a mechitza into the kiyur. That for the avodas laila, the water in the kiyur is not possible. And for avodas yom, the water in the kiyur is possible. Whereas nafka mina would be if you have the water in the kiyur, and now tomorrow morning before alos hashachar, you put the kiyur down in the main mikveh, right? Because you want to preserve it. It's not going to help you because the water already became possible. You understand? The water became possible by shkiyas achama. That's the shock of a tire of our Gemara. Because if you look at let's look at the Gemara Shach of Atari. But again, keep in mind that Shkia Sachama is not really a Zman for Psulina. Shkia Sachama is a Psul for Ritzui, to be Mata. Lina, we only have one Zman that makes possible. And that's Piyon. And that's why I wanted to see the Rambams here, because if you look at the Rambam in Bias Migdash, Halacha Yudalit, Perek Hey Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam says, "May kior nifsolim belina kamoish biyarnu." Right? The ketzad hayu meshaki moisai b'may mikvoi b'mayon ulemocha mala moisai oy mala moisai b'kol yom baboikel. So the Rambam only really brings down one option of psul here. Lina doesn't bring anything else down. Now, if you look at the Rambam, and we don't have the full Rambam in Paragimel, so I'll read it to you. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira Paragimel, the last Rambam, he says as follows. He says, "Umuchni asuloi, they made a pulley system for the kiyor. Shehebo mayim tomid vuchol." And then he says clearly, Shakir Miklea Kodeshu. Says the Rambam, the Kir is a Klisharis. And therefore, Kol Dover She is Kaddish Biklisharis, Imlon Pasal. So the Rambam is very clear both in Bayas and in Bias Migdash and in Ilchus Beis Abchira that the Psul here is a regular Psulina. That's all. So therefore, Reb David Soloveitchik has a big problem of who's even talking about Shkiyas Achama. By the Kiyur. What is the Kiyur? Why are we even talking about the Shkiyas Achama? It plays no relevance. And the way the Rambam reads, it's a regular psulina that you have by every klisharas. And everything we learned till now was all going with psulina. We never spoke about Shkiyas Achama. Shkiyas Achama never even entered the discussion. But now, all of a sudden, the Gemara is introducing Shkiyas Acham. So, Avchir Bar Yosef says, Mekiyo nifsolim, Mekiyo ar nifsol, Limatirim ki matirim. So, for the matirim, meaning for dam, for shchit, for all the things that are matir, the Mekiyo becomes possible by Shkiyas Acham. That's, he doesn't use the word Shkiyas Acham, but that's what he means. Because the matter becomes possible by Shkiyas Achama. So who adin, the water becomes possible. And Tak, if you look in Rashi, look at Rashi's Lashon, Lefi Zman Avoida. It becomes possible according to the Zman of the Avoida. Sha'akidush Tzorech Lo. Havi Zman Meimov, that's the same time that the water becomes liposel to become possible for that purpose. Im avodas yoyim or avodas dam, depending on the girsa, like kumatzim. Like the Gemara says later on, Ezu Mekoyman, Minayin Ladam Shenifsal B'Shkir Sachama. So Rashi says, so who are din, right? Mekior Nifsalim B'Shkir Sachama. Imloy Nishka Akior B'Bor Lufne Shkir Sachama. Nifsalim Meimav L'Kadish Oid Mehem L'Tzarech Avedis Yehim Mocham. Afilu Shoko Kodom Amud HaShachem. Hoi Selina B'Chol Mokim, even though in Korah Torah Kula, Lina's Chal in the morning, but not for this purpose. For this purpose, it becomes possible. Einei moyoloi, shelofi avodosa hu choshvai. Okay? V'chein, im shokol ofnei shkir sachama velo balaylo, mikimon shemotzo halaylo shohachas chutz lebor, nifsilu avodos yoy. So Rashi is very, very clear that as soon as shkir sachama comes, the water in the kiyor now become possible. There's nothing you can do to make it kosher. The water in the kiyor are possible for avodas yoyim, for matirim. But then he says, Rav Chiya says, but levorim kevorim, evorim which are not matirim, those are the limbs that you makter the whole night. That's kevorim. That only becomes possible by alois hashacha. Right? And therefore the water up until that point is kosher. Okay. So again, all the achronim shvitz, how you can have such a thing, where the water is half like this and half like that. The water is only for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's its purpose. So as long as the water has a purpose for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, how can you say it becomes possible? You're taking the same water, in the same klisharis, and you're saying, for this it's possible, for this it's kosher. So everybody's shvitzing on that. Well, I'll bring down soon a chazanish as a very creative idea, the Chazanish, how to learn this, but this is what the way the Gemara, this is the way the Gemara reads. So Rav David Soloveitchik, in his Shiurim, he says, I don't understand Bechlal the Gemara's Dimin, he says. Fizat Tzorech Iyun, Amai Mei Kir Nifsolim L'Matirin B'Shkir Zachama, Hoi B'Mei Kir Ein Shayach Klal Yoyim Zivchachem. He says, the Kir has nothing to do with Yoyim Zivchachem. The Psul Shkir Zachama has nothing to do with Lina, has nothing to do with Klisharis. There's a new pasuk that talks about matirim, talks about dam, and it says you can't do it after shkir sacham. What in the world does that have to do with the kiyor? That's the Reb David Soloveitchik's problem. He says ubedoichik gadol. He says it's a big doichik that you could maybe say that he doesn't mean, even though to me Rashi is very clear, that Rav Chiya bar Yosef doesn't mean that it's like dam. That's the way he reads. He says, L'matirim k'matirim. He seems to be saying, the mekiyor trails the matirim. And just like the dam becomes possible, in the same way, the mekiyor becomes possible. And then he says, so Reb David says, B'doichi k'eshloim edayin kavonos of chibar yesu b'suyon lufs al-mayim l'matirim b'shum p'salila. Ela kavonosay de k'shem shebedam b'ina zrika b'yoyim zvicha kach mekiyor b'ina shamay sekidish b'mayim. He says, maybe just like we find that the blood has to be spritzed the same day that it got its Kedusha, so the Kiyor also has that requirement. That's all the Gemara means. But he himself says it's extraordinarily difficult to understand. So that's Rav David's problem on the Sugya. So that's Rav Chiya bar Yosef's opinion. Rav Chisda ma afla matirim in Yisolam amur hashachar kevo. That makes sense. He's very easy to understand. Rav Chisda is very easy to understand. He says it's a regular psulina, like you have in Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore that's when it becomes possible. Becomes possible by Alois HaShachar, just like everything else. That's what he says. Okay. And that's the way the Rambam reads. The Rambam that we brought down in Beis Abchirin and Beis Migdash, the Rambam reads that way. It's a regular psul lina, like anything that Hakadosh and Klisharis comes the morning, becomes possible lina. That's how the Rambam read. Rav Yechanan Omar, Rav Yechanan in the Havamin of the Gemara, Rav Yechanan is being the most machmir. Rav Yechanan holds, Kiyo, Kivon Shashoko Yishuvei Nemaleu. Once you put the Kiyo water down, meaning they put it down right away by Shkia, because they didn't want the water to become possum. So the way the Gemara understands Rav Yochanan now is that once you brought it down, Shuv Ene Maleu. The Gemara understood that you can't use the Kiyor water even for Avodas Laila. Most extreme opinion. So in a way, Rav Yochanan's opinion is easier to understand than Rav Chiya bar Yosef. In a way, it's easier than Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Why? Because I could tell you like this. Assuming that there is this new kind of halacha, that the water of the Kiyor follows what you're using it for, and therefore the water of the Kiyor becomes unusable for Avodas Yoyim, so now it's possible. There's no such thing as water of the Kiyor that could be used partially. So Rav Yochanan holds, it's like we say in Shas, Migu de Nifsalu, Lavodas Yoyim, is this, the water's possible. The water got to be either kosher or possible. So the make here have to be all-inclusive. Either you could be Mekadosh Yadayim or you cannot. So that would be Rabbi Yochanan. The problem with Rabbi Yochanan. No problem. You wash your hands for Avodas Laila before Laila. No, we said before that the water gets balu in your hands. Remember we had Rashi. Rashi said that the water that's absorbed in your hands, that doesn't become puzzle. Because it's on your hands. Rashi made that distinction. That the water in your hands don't become puzzle. So now, so no, the problem, the no! We spoke, the Gemara spoke earlier that according to every, the Gemara said earlier that according to everybody, if you don't leave the Beis HaMikdash, and you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Yoyim, till the next morning, you don't have to do anything. That was L'Kuli Alma. There was no Machlekes on that. Right? So the way the Gemara is holding right now is that according to Rav Yochanan, the water of the Kiyor becomes possible by Shkiyas Achama. Period. It's not usable. The water is not usable, period, from Shkiyas Achama. So again, it sounds like a huge Chiddush. Not, I think it's less of a Chiddush than Rav Chiya bar Yosef. It's consistent. The water of the Kiyor, the Torah didn't give two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayims. The Torah gave one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And once we're ready to accept that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Belayla, the water in the Kiyor Belayla is possible to be Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen for Matirim. So it's possible. Right? Otherwise it's going to be like an Andragonus. The Kohen washes his hands with the Mekir Belayla. He's doing a halfway Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's unheard of. There's only one parasha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's why Rav Chiya bar Yosef is a plea. Because what kind of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is that? That you're halfway, you're half. The Torah only gave one parasha. The problem, the huge problem on Rav Yochanan, is that if Rav Yochanan is right, so how does he understand Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshim? The Gemara says clearly, it's a Mishnah in Talmud, it's a Mishnah in Yumer, that before Alois HaShachar, the person who Zakai Barom HaSadeshin used to go to wash his hands from the Kiyor. We even had earlier that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is good even for the next day, but that's a different issue. But if you're learning of Yochanan now, that the make Kiyor at night, the Havamin of the Gemara now, is not usable, period, you have a Mishnah not like that. So forgetting the Achroinim and Tosis touches on this also, ask, how could the water of the Kiyor be better than the Avodah? If the Avodah is kosher Balayla, how could the water of the Kiyor be possible? So then I'm telling you, we could answer that question. It's attached to the day. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is one system. There's no two systems. The Achroinim do ask this question. What? The Achroinim ask this question. But I'm telling you, the bigger problem is, what did the Gemara hold at this moment? What did the Gemara hold at this moment? The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshin. The Gemara couldn't hold that doesn't exist. No, it says clearly. They brought it up. It's a Mishnah in Talmud. They even heard the Galgalim. The Kohanim heard them wheeling the water of the Kiyor up. At this point, the Gemara holds the second the water comes up, it becomes possible. It has to be in the bar the whole time. That's the way the Gemara is learning of Yechonim. The second you take the water up, it's possible even for now. Yeah. Forget the next day. So how does the Gemara learn by it? Not only that, the way the Gemara is learning now, when they lift it up for Trumas Hadesh, and now it should be possible for the whole day. But the Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim that they did for Trumas Hadesh, how did that work? According to Rabbi Yechon. Al Kochach, you have to say, L'chore, that Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim works for Avodas Laila. So how could the Gemara have a Hava Mina that according to Rabbi Yechon, again, the Maskana Gemara is that Eide Chanami. Rabbi Yechon doesn't mean that. He just means there's a din, you have to keep the water there the whole time, because it's a gzera, you may not put it back down. It turns out it's only the Rabbanan, the whole thing. Taka, there's no psul balayla for Avodas Laila. I'm talking about now, where the Gemara is holding now. That's what the Gemara is holding. It says the Gemara, L'meimah, L'Avodas Laila Nami L'chazi. Can't even use it for now. Is mashma that for Avodas Laila it is kosher. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yechonon holds it's possible for Avodas Laila? The Gemara says you're right. My ainim aleihu dekom al Avodas Yoyim. Aval Avodas Laila chazi Yitaka could bring it up. No problem. And why Taka does Rabbi Yechonon say you shouldn't bring it up? Yochi hanu devchir bar Yosef. So he's not changing anything. He's exactly the same opinion as of Chir bar Yosef. The Gemara says you're right. It's only a Drabbanan issue. According to Chir bar Yosef, for Avodas Yoyim, you could keep the water of the Kir the whole night upstairs and just put it down right before Alayz HaShachar. And Rabbi Yechon holds you have to leave it pretty down there so that there's a Gzeira, you may not come to put it back down. That's all. You could be Nayu Gzeira Shikua. The whole Machlek is a Gzeira Shikua that maybe the Kohanim will be Peshaya and they won't put the water back down. Ask the Gemara. V'om Rabbi Yechon and Kiddush Yolov v'Trumas Hadesh and L'mocha Yitzorach L'Kaddush Kvar Kiddush Metchilus Haveda. Okay. So Bishleima, if you hold, there's no Psulin at all. Bishleima L'Rav D'Maikim Lachi Krabel Ezeb Rab Shimon. Who holds there's no Psulin at all? Period. No problem. Right? It's good. So this that Rabbi Yechon says. So he's going like Rabbi El Abaye. Who holds the Moikim Lakarebi, that even if you hold that there's a psulina, still they would bring the water up for Trumas Hadesh. How are they allowed to bring it up at Smash where they brought it up and they didn't put it back down right away? Says the Gemara, Maishnahosam de Mashkle, Maishnahocha de Loy Mashkle. The Gemara says, Elachanami, the Misalakle Vahoda Mashkle. When they took the water up for Trumas Hadesh, they did put it right back down. Doesn't say it, but they did. Says the Gemara, Yochi, Lamochain and Mekadish, Lamochain Tzorach Lekadish. Why does it say Lamochain Mekadish? It says Lamochain Tzorach Lekadish. Says the Gemara, Lamemra, the Lamatirim, Michzichosi. It's even good for the Matirim, even though it was done by Laila, Hainud of Chizden. He could be Nayim, Mitzvah Shikua. In other words, the Gemara is saying now, We thought that Rav Yechonon is even being more machmir than Rav Chir bar Yosef. Maskon is he's being even more makel than Rav Chisda. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Gemara says he's coming out mamish like Rav Chisda. That not only is it kosher, it's even kosher for Avodas Yoyim. Says the Gemara, Meisve. According to Rav Chisda, it says v'loyo yuroyin oisoy. It says by the coin who went in to do the Aromas Hadesh. They didn't see him because it was dark. They heard him pull the pulley system. So the Gemara is saying, is mashma that they heard the coil, my lav the misalikle. They hear the kiyo coming up from the bar. Alma mashkile. L'chayra, according to Rav Chisda, that the water of the kiyor is kosher for Avodas Laila. So for the Trumas Hadesh, the water is kosher right now. Right? The water is kosher right now. There's no problem with the water. It's kosher. Kosher 100%. So they had no reason. And they never had to put it down because it was kosher for Avodas Laila. Not only is kosher b'avodas laila, it's even kosher b'avodas yom until alos hashachar. As long as, so why did we hear anything? L'chayr, when the kohen went to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav, the water to kir never was lowered yet. You only had to lower it by alos hashachar. It's mashma they heard the movement of the water. Why? So kohen to avchir by Yosef, it's good. Because according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, they lowered the kiyah right away. Because they didn't want it to become posel. For avodas yom. But according to Rav Chisda, the water of the kiyah is kosher for avodas yom. According to Rav Chisda. Only if you're going to keep it up by halos hashachar is it going to be posel. So according to Rav Chisda, you could keep the kiyah on the surface till a minute before halos hashachar and then lower it. So there's no reason to put the water down or pick it up for Kiddush Shadayim, for Aglayim, for Truma Sadesh, which was before Alei Zashach. So why did they hear? That's the Gemara's Kash. According to Rav Chisda, what was the tumult? According to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, there was a tumult because they lowered it. But according to Rav Chisda, there shouldn't have been a tumult. That's the Gemara's Kash. Says the Gemara, my love, the Mesalakle, Alma Mishakale. So you see, they did keep it down there. So the Gemara, Loi. The Mashkele. Now they lowered it. After he did Kiddush Shadayim, for Aglayim, he lowered it. What did they hear? The wheels, the pulley system was needed to pull it up. To lower it, you're just able to lower it. The Gemara is assuming that that was a silent process. The Gemara says, no, the mashkele begilgala. The dafka would use the pulley system to make noise, to wake up the Kohen. Basically, as an alarm system. So when the Kohen went and he washed his hands, according to Rav Chisda, for Trumas Hadeshen, Taka, he didn't have to bring the kiyah up. It was up. There was no problem with psul mayim. But he lowered it then. And he lowered it using the system. Bedavka to make noise. That's the Gemara. Lishnachrini mashkele b'chumate. Kiyechid l'shtam ekolei. They davka did it. B'chumate. Kiyechid l'shtam ekolei. V'leisi. And the kahanim should come and wake up. Says the Gemara v'havi gvini kruz. Aye, there was already a person who woke people up. Kavini, he was the guy who used to call out. Very powerful voice. They heard him all the way on the other side of the outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Trey Ekeira Havavd. The Shama Mehai Yossi, the Shama Mehai Yossi. Fine, so they had a double system. Okay. The bottom line is, for the Maskonas HaGemara, we understand everything is clear, that we have two opinions. We have Avchir Bar Yosef, and we have Rav Chisda. Rav Yochanan really doesn't hold any differently. And the only thing that Rav Yochanan holds differently is that he holds that there's a gzera, that the water should stay below the surface the whole night, only because a gzera you make not lower it balayla. So we really have two main problems to understanding our sugya. Number one, what's pshat? Rav Chisda is simple. L'chayr Rav Chisda we understand very well. Rav Chisda reads the way the Rambam reads. Since the kir is a klisharas, so the water in the klisharas become possibilina, like all things that become the Scottish bikli. Fine. So that we understand. That's cut and dry. Rav Chiya bar Yosef is very hard to understand, because Rav Chiya bar Yosef is being mechalik. L'chayr on a deraisa level. L'chayr, this is not a derabon. On a deraisa level, he's being mechalik, and he's saying the kiddush shadayim v'raglayim works for avodas laila, but doesn't work for, it becomes possible for avodas, not doesn't work. Doesn't work, wouldn't be such a chiddush. See, doesn't work, wouldn't be such a chiddush. If he would have said that, if Rav Chiya bar Yosef would have said that if you do kiddush yadayim for a glayim belayla, okay, you still have to do again kiddush yadayim for a glayim in the morning, that wouldn't have been such a chiddush. Because that we could just say, you can't be more prepared than what you're allowed to do. The make here is only a prep. So it can't over-prepare you. You can't be mekadesh yodav raglov now for something which is not ready to do avoided. Fine. We find that by Hesach Hadass too. We find that if you go into a tkufa that you're not allowed to do something, that's called Hesach Hadass. Right? Even b'chsanenu. Toysis in Pesachim talks about peres mapo mekadesh. Right? If somebody's eating Friday, he has to stop in the middle and cover the breads, and machloikis amagoyim, what you have to do exactly. Purim Shechol is Peshabbos. Some people, that's the minute what they do. They have the Suda, Paris, Mapo, Makadosh. Right? So halacha is, there's a big shaila in the Rishonim, if you need a new bracha, do you need a new hamotzi? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Anavi Pesachim, says you need to make a new bracha. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, why do you need a new bracha? What hefsek did you make? All you did was you made Kiddush. You didn't make a shini makom. Well, all you did was, is you made Kiddush. Why should you need a new bracha? Al-tzuchas bruch sanenim, you didn't make a shini makom. Not only that, even if you go get up to daven in the middle of a meal, it says, if inichu mikzas chaverim, as long as the meal was going on, you don't have to make a new bracha. Somebody's in the middle of a meal, he goes out to daven ma'ariv. Doesn't have to make a new bracha when he comes back. So Rabbeinu Yena, the Rosh explains Rabbeinu Yena, that since Ein Kiddush Ola B'Mokom Suda, and there was an Isser for you to eat now without Kiddush, so that breaks the Suda, the Din. The Din creates Asr Hadas. The Din that now I need Kiddush in order to continue going, that alone breaks the continuity of the Suda. Meaning, so my bracha that I made before can't go on after post-Kiddush. Because there was a zman that I had to stop and make Kiddush. That alone is like a Hesach Hadas. So in halacha, it wouldn't be hard to understand that if a kohen did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Balayla, he has to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning. But that's not what Rav Chi Bar Yosef says. Rav Chi Bar Yosef says the water is possible. He's not talking about the kohen. He's saying the water is possible. He's saying that water in the kier, now, even if you put it underground before Alayz HaShachar, it's too late. It became possible oil. So now we don't have a clarity what happened to the water. The water is now still kosher water. You could use it for Trumas Hadeshen. You could use it for Avodas Laila. The only thing is, the water in the kier now is possible, and you can't be machshir with Avodas Yom, even if you put it down before Alayz HaShachar. That we don't have a clarity in that, why that should be. And that was Reb David Soloveitchik's kasha, that's not a psulina. If there would be such a thing called psulina by shkia, we would understand. But there is no such thing as a psulina by shkia. Shkia is a psul akrav, not a psulina. So is a total one big question mark. What's pshana Rav Chiya bar Yosef? The second big difficulty in the sugya is the whole havamin of the Gemara, where the Gemara is a havamin, halibah de Rabbi Yochanan, that even for avodas laila, the water is possible, then how in the world did the Gemara understand Haramas Hadesh? That's clear, that's a Mishnah Mefureshes. That they did a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Haramas Hadesh before Alayz HaShachar. How do you understand that? So that's Maman of Shuch difficult. So I'll share with you first what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish has a very big Kiddush. And again, the way the Chazon Ish learns, there is an analogy between the sugya and vav. This big question of Reb David Soloveitchik, according to the Chazon Ish, is maturitz, if you take on his chiddush. But he says a chiddush like this. He seems to be learning that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur itself, that is an avoider. That itself is an avoider. I mean, we discussed it in Amida, right? You can't have a chatzitza between your foot and the floor. It's an avoider. He says like this, doctor. This is right here in Simen Gimel, here in Zvachim. He says, Kivon she'ein mei kiyur haktorah. Most things that get a Kedushas klisharis, then there's a haktorah. Right? Whether it's dam, whether it's a mincha, it gets in the klisharis, you makadish it. You makadish it for a purpose. Makadish it, and then you do something with it. You do akhtar with it. Mekir don't have that. So what do Mekir have? Nothing. To get kedushas klisharis, then what? So he treats the kiddush like the haktorah. So in other words, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is the equivalent of Haktorah. Says the Chazon Ish, Mimnei She'ein L'mei Kiyur Haktorah. Elo, says the Chazon Ish, Shvichoson L'mitzvoson Zehu Haktorah. It's It's an unbelievable chiddush. He says, so when the kohen goes to the kiyo and he washes his hands from the kiyo, that is akhtoras, that's the akhtorah of the mayim. That's what he says. He says, therefore, zokta, vihilkoch zokta, ukshanu boim likvoya zman shiyifsilu ba'over zmanam, tzrichim likvoya lefish tam shuson likidush. He says, so now we look at the water like it's a korban. The water in the kiyah is a korban. Yeah. So now, just like let's look at it like we have an animal that's hektish. So you look at the animal. So the animal has different components. The dam, possible by shkiyah sachama. Because now that zman is over. The zman of the dam is over, right? They vohim. Unless they're kosher all night. Why? Because they have a zman haktorah kol laila. So the way the Chazon Ish sees it is that the water in the kiyor is our korban. It's a tremendous chiddush, very creative idea from the most creative Chazon Ish in Zvok. Very creative idea that the water in the kiyor is a korban. And the reason why the water in the kiyor is a korban is because that's all they're aiming for. They get kedushas kli sharas. And the only thing that you do with this thing that got kedusha is you wash the hands of the kohen. So that's the haktorah. The washing of the hands, zehu haktorosa. He says, l'chein tzrichim anu l'gvoya zman. And therefore we say, hilkoch l'matirim, shein mitzvah kiddush noyeg boim hala b'yoyim at shkir sachame, avl achrei kein lo yitochim kiddush l'avei dosan. Psula. Hilkoch hamayim gam kein psulim. וצריכים לגומר עד שקיע שחמה. וזהו שעס הקטרוסן, ואחר כך נפסול. אבל אם הנה בורם, עדיין זמן קידוש על הלויס השחה. והוא כך הקטרוס המים גם כן על הלויס השחה. Tremendous חידוש. The Chazon Ish is mamish making a mechitza mavdelas. And he's saying, it's mamish like a korban. And just like we wouldn't ask a question on the korban, well, how is the dam possible by shkia, and the legs of the animal are not possible by shkia. Well, simple. Because the leg, the zman haktor of the leg is kol alayla. The zman haktor of the blood is b'yoyim. Zok the Chazon Ish, that's the kiyah water. The kiyah water gets kedushas klisharas. And they also have an avoid. It's called haktorah. But the haktorah of the kmei kiyah is washing the hands of the kohen. What? Huh? No. Torah doesn't require malachim. You would technically, but the Torah doesn't require it. You only have to sprinkle because the Torah said that. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that the washing of the hands of the kohen, that is haktorah. No. Follows the avodah. According to the Chazon Ish, you look at the animal and the mekir the same way. You have now a korban; it's called korban kiyor. Okay, now what is the avodah that you do with the korban of the kiyor? You shefech on the yadayim of the kohen. That's the haktorah. That's dam and evorim. The inside of the kiyor has dam and evorim. The water that you wash the hands of the kohen for avodas yoim, that's the dam. The water that you wash for avodas yoim, for avodas laila, that's the evorim. Zok the Chazon Ish, no. So there is a definition. So again, he's the main yesod of the Chazon Ish is that the washing of the hands of the kohen is haktorah. That's the equivalent of Akhtar. And I have to say, even though it's a huge chiddush, clearly the Reb David and the Briskerov, they're not even thinking along those lines. And that's why they're left with one big question. What's the tzushtel to dam? What's the shaykhus? No psalina here. The Chazon Ish is cutting through all of that by having this yesoid that, what do you mean? It is an avoider. And it does get kedushas klisharas, and the shvich is haktorah. And Haktor is done by Yoim for Avodas Yoim, and by Laila for Avodas Laila. And therefore, just like the Ivorim don't become possible Laila, so the water of the Kiyah doesn't become possible Laila. For it's the water. The water became possible. The water became possible now. Because now I take that water and I put it underground before Alei Zashachar, and I lift it up after Alei Zashachar. I can't use it for Avodas Yom, because it became possible by Shkia. Just like the blood became possible by Shkia. Just like the blood became possible by Shkia, so this also became possible by Shkia. That's what comes out. But I have a different. Here's my problem with the Chaznish. Krad, I think the Chaznish pshat. Now he doesn't need any askomas. It's gewaltig. Saying as far as it answers many of the kashas in the sugya. I'll tell you something else. It answers Achomas Adershon too. Because no. But I'm saying more than that. We had a problem that the Gemara's have. I mean, it was that a coin of Yechanan to make here is possible even for Avodas Laila. Right? One second. The Chazanish is pshat is a plea in the flaw on Rabbi Yechanan, on the Havamin of Rabbi Yechanan. Because the way the whole Chazanish is learning, the reason why it is, how could it be a psul by Shkir Zachama? Not a psul of Lina, it's a psul Akhtar. Just like the blood becomes possible by Shkir, so too the water becomes possible for Akhtar by Shkir, for your diet. And then it becomes possible by Alois HaShachar for Ivogim. But what Rav Yechanan is saying to have a meaning of the Gemara? It's possible for everything. Yeah? How's that? How's it possible for Ivogim? His whole point is, let's look at it like a behemoth that has a Zman for the Dam and has a Zman for Ivogim. So L'chayre, the Chazanish's pshat, makes Rabbi Yechanan even more shver. We were trying to understand what's pshat of Rabbi Yechanan and the Havamin of the Gemara. How do you wash your hands for Achomas Adeshen? Right? That was our problem. How do you wash your hands for Achomas Adeshen? If it's possible even for Avodas Laila, how do you wash your hands for Achomas Adeshen? The way the Chazanish is learning, right? We don't even understand Bechlau, Rabbi Yechanan Shita. Why is the water of the Kiyah possible for Why is the water in the Kiyah possible for Avodas Laila? He's saying the whole psul by Shkia is not Lina. It's a psul Akhtar. And it follows the Zman, just like you could be Makhtad Evorim Balaila. You could wash hands from the Kiyah Balaila. So I think that the answer to this question is this is the way the Chazanish would learn. Chazanish would say that everything stands the way it was in Rav Chiya bar Yosef. According to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, the kiyah is a carbon, like a carbon. The shvicha from the kiyah is haktorah, like the Chazanish says. And therefore, the haktorah of Avodas Yoyim is b'yoyim, the haktorah of Avodas Laila is b'lail. Comes Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan says, no. I hold that even for Avodas Laila, you can't use the kiyah water, and I'll tell you why. By Avodim, the whole Evorim, the kashrus of Evorim Balaila, is only because it's shirayim from the Avodas Yoyim. Okay. Shirayim, it's left over from Avodas Yoyim. Yossi, this answers your question also. Without saying my word that it's absorbed, makes it even easier. The reason why it's kosher Balaila, the Evorim, is because it's not something new. It's toffel to the carbon of Yoyim. But the wash, Rabbi Yechanan comes and he says, in the Havamin of the Gemara, Kiyah is not a Shirayim to anything. You wash your hands now, it's not Shirayim from something. So there, all there is B'yoyim, B'yoyim Tzavoyis. That's a Pshat, Rabbi Yechanan. But, there's one thing you do B'laila that's kosher, Al Tchila. That's the Trumas Hadesh. So for that, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's kosher. That's why the Gemara wasn't bothered by that. Does anyone hear what I'm saying? Rav Chiya, how's the Chazanish learning? Chazanish is learning it's a korban. We have to look at the kiyah like a korban. Washing the hands from the kiyah, that's the haktorah of the water. Therefore, he says, you have to look at the Zman. The washing the hands, L'gabi avodas laila, the Zman is shkia. L'gabi avodas yoyim, it's shkia. L'gabi avarim, it's kol laila. Rabbi Yechonin comes, he says, no, I hold it in the Havamin of the Gemara. I hold that even for avodas laila, the water is no good anymore. Why not? L'chara chaznish just explained that it should be like the teretz is, not because of the analogy, but because of the practicality. The reason why we can't use the night for an Eivarim is because the Eivarim themselves are only good as a Shirayim of the day. By the Kiyah, you're starting at night. You want to wash your hands now. It's not Shirayim to anything. Therefore, that's Rav Yochanan's Svar. However, there's one Avoid that you do Balayla as a Tchila, not as a Tuffel to yesterday. That's our Homer's addition. So for that, even according to Rav Yochanan, the Kiyah water is kosher for. Because it could never be more than avoda shvichasa. The chaznish holds shvichasa and zui aktorasa. So when you want, so now there's the aktora. So therefore, by the truth, even according to the havamin of the gemara, that according to Rav Yochanan, the water would be pasul the whole night, even for avodas laila. That's only because avodas laila is part of avodas yom. But that almost mission is avodas laila from Bereshis until Tov. It's avodas laila. Therefore. Even according to Yechonin's Havamina, it will be good for our Mustafa. That's why the Gemara wasn't bothered with it. So that, the answer is that Kasha as well. If you learn like the Chazanish. So I only have one problem. If we learn like the Chazanish. Because if we learn like the Chazanish, that the water be'etzim is possible Laila Favidus Laila. Possible Laila Favidus Yoin. So here's my problem. My problem is that L'chaira. The we pask in the Ein Brecha. We pask in Ein Brecha. By the Reis of the Ein Brecha. Yeah. So, L'chaira, there's a very big difference between the Eivorim and the Mayim. The Eivorim, from the beginning, from day one, as soon as you shech the animal, the Eivorim are kosher kol ha'layla. The Cheftza, they're kosher kol ha'layla. From day one, the dam, the moment you makabel the blood and the klisharis, from that moment, it's possible by shkiyas acham. But the water that's neskadish be klisharis, okay, there is no wall in that water designating what is this and what is that. So once the water becomes possible, there's ein brera. The only way to learn like the chaznish would be that it's like makas dam. Well, you know, the Jew took the water and it turned into the water. The blood, it turned into water. The only way to explain it would be that when you wash the hands, then it's hukah dovel l'mafreya. But that we pass k'nei b'reira b'derais. So that's my problem on the chaznish. Otherwise, the chaznish, I think, answers the whole sugya from the beginning to the end. So halachically, it's not practice, halachically. Halachically, if you hold ein b'reira, it means you can't have something that's oimid b'sofik. The only way to explain it according to chaznish is that when you're taking the hands, when you wash your hands from the kir, at that moment, the purpose that you decide to use the water for establishes the kashrus of the water. That's a davar pella. That would need brera. For that, you would need the ish brera. And what? What? Everybody agrees it's fine. That is no shaila. Shaila's balayla. Balayla, how is a kosher b'chlam? I'm talking about the maskana. How's the kosher? Okay, I'll say this I'm going to address next week, because next week we're going to go into the next sugya of Gufam Rav Yosef. Gufam Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. We're going to go into the shir, how much water you need, so we're going to answer this kash as well. Mitzvah Hashem next week, Pei Zah Hashem. Today?